The obvious one is nonviolence. The civil rights movement was functioning within America's promise to all of its people of equality, of equal justice for all, and was saying, look, you're not living up to this promise. And they nonviolently, in accord with our laws and peacefully, protested until society said, look, you know, the rest of America said, look, you're right. You know, what's happening is wrong. We're going to make changes through our normal legal processes to handle this injustice. And that's not happening with the immolations of statues and public monuments around the country in the name of anti-racism. You know, vandalism is a crime for a reason. You know, those monuments, either on public or private property, belong to someone, you know, either the people of whatever city or a private person. And the way that we solve questions in America is not through marching around punching at things. Well, I guess that's not the way we should solve things. We solve it through public discourse. We come together, we discuss it, we vote, and that's how we solve these questions. So if people think that there's something wrong with these statues, they're insulting, they should be taken down, they need to go through the normal processes and not just march around acting like little petty tyrants who have the right to decide for everyone else in their community what should be on public display.